Welcome to the Successful Encore Career Podcast, a podcast of employment for seniors. This episode is brought to you by Nationwide Insurance, Central Ohio Area Agency on Aging, Age Friendly Columbus and Franklin County, Thompson Hine, Rye Smart, and Circle 270 Media. I'm Brett Johnson, longtime volunteer with Employment for Seniors, and with me as always is Dr. Carol Ventresca.
Hi, Brad. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Good. We have a wonderful program, Something very different today, and we're excited. We hope all of our listeners are going to learn something new in our program. We would like to thank Sam Makinich and Jeannie Shad for joining us today. Sam is the Senior Vice President of the Midwest for RiseSmart, a Randstad company, and Jeannie is the Talent Solutions and Strategy Practice Leader for RiseSmart, and she's based in San Jose, California. Thank you very much, both of you, for coming and joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Sam and Jeannie, we have a lot of exciting information to share with our listeners regarding a new program at RiseSmart. However, I want to start first by learning more about you. Let me ask each of you to give a little bit of information about yourself and your background. So, Jeannie, maybe you want to start and let us know what's going on in California.
Sure, absolutely. So, I have been with RiseSmart only 5 short months. I was brought into the company to help them build out the career development part of our business, which we'll talk about here in a moment. But I've been doing careers and focusing on building expertise in careers for about 10 years, and I've been doing executive coaching for 14 years. And I'm actually the product of a career change myself. I started my business, believe it or not, in broadcasting and advertising, and then moved my career into this work about 14 years ago.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And Sam, tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Carol. Sam Makinich, as Carol mentioned, Senior Vice President with RiseSmart. I've been in the HR space my entire career. Spent the last 5.5 years here at RiseSmart and worked with many customers and prospective customers across multiple industries here and around the Midwest and Great Lakes region. And with that, really focusing on delivering the best transition services to our customers through our partnership. So with that, thanks again for having me today.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Sure. Sam, our listeners may not be familiar with RiseSmart, your company goals and the services provided throughout the country. Now, RiseSmart is known as an outplacement firm. However, there are lots of aspects to your business. Can you share a little bit more about that?
Yeah, Brett, happy to. RiseSmart is known as an outplacement firm, but it's trending more and more with the change in the employment economy to that of a career transition and career mobility provider. So how can organizations manage both the intake and exit of their employee populations, keep them better engaged, allow them to reskill? And we provide services and solutions across that entire spectrum.
Thank you. Jeannie, in the current economy, we have fewer downsizing situations, but I'm assuming that when there is a reduction in the workforce, with the abundant number of jobs available, those that are leaving a company may have a bit easier time to transition to a new job. But there are challenges for downsized employees, even in today's economy. How does RiseSmart guide individuals through those challenges?
So you're absolutely right, Carol. Certainly, companies are continuing to downsize. That's a reality, the economy overall. And yet at the same time, it's a tremendous market for employment. And there are more opportunities available and more opportunities available in really creative ways. So in terms of what are the challenges that people face? I think it comes down to a couple different things. First of all, skills change very quickly. The needs for different skills is changing even faster. For instance, technology skills, we're finding now that technology skills have a half-life of only about 2 years. So for somebody who has been exited from an organization, we would work with them to help them to maintain their skills, especially if they are a technical worker or working in a technical environment. Even non-technical workers often need to know technical skills in order to be relevant to their next job. So we would work with them from that aspect. We would also work with them on what the next job means, because in today's gig economy, that next job can mean many different things. It can mean a permanent job. It can also mean a portfolio career that includes several different part-time jobs, consulting jobs, or gigs. So that's one of the ways in which we help people and coach them back to work, is to consider different and alternative means of employment, as well as making sure that their skills are relevant.
Jeannie, I think that's an incredible message to job seekers today, because so many, particularly those clients that we work with, who have been used to being in one company forever, it's very difficult for them to understand that notion of what, not just what their next job is going to be, or possibly what their next career is going to be, but that it's not going to necessarily be just one position full-time that will last for many, many years. And so this is a wonderful opportunity for us to really take a look at this new concept. And thank you so much.
Hey, when we began talking about a podcast with Rye Smart, Carol and I were intrigued by your new career development program, which supports employers in their efforts to engage their workforce. You know, that creates a new level of loyalty and retention, quite frankly. Rye Smart's program is to increase engagement and motivation through opportunities and growth. Jeannie, can you give us an overview of the program and discuss the methods used to enhance an organization?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So our career development program at its is designed for organizations to retain their employees and to retain them by helping those people to keep their skills current and helping those people to find their next level of interest within the company internally. So when you think about what's going on in today's economy, when you have lower unemployment and more of a competition to get the right people, many organizations are finding that when they can retain people, that they are better off. Recruitment costs are going up like crazy, and companies more and more, in order to achieve the business goals, they need to be able to know their workforce, know their skills of their workforce and the interests of their workforce, so they can tap into internal candidates first. So we know that 74% of recruiters, for instance, believe that hiring will become more competitive in the next few years. So this is only a problem getting worse. And from our perspective, we're solving it by helping companies to better know their talent and better be able to help them find jobs internally within the organization.
So that means you have to have a pretty good understanding of generations, don't you, of people?
Absolutely. Yeah, different generations certainly have different needs and different interests. And within the talent acquisition world, where companies are trying to acquire skills and acquire experience, certainly older generations will have that experience. And we help them through this program be able to brand themselves and be able to talk about that experience.
That's why I wanted to bring that up. So it sounds as for sure we differentiate that, you know, you're looking at everyone differently than just lumping it all together going, hey, millennials going to react the same way as a boomer and such. And that's not the case at all.
Exactly. And while we do know that employee engagement has different interests at different levels, for instance, we know that the number one driver for people under the age of 25, that new Generation Z, they are driven by professional development more than they are for salary or other needs. But as you get a little bit older, professional development does fall down the list of priorities, and financial security takes a higher priority. However, that need for professional development never falls outside of, say, the top three or four needs of an employee. It's still important no matter what age the employee is.
That's a good thing to know, just in terms of hearing from our client's standpoint that when somebody is going to come into their company and work with the employer for retention, that the retention does include individuals at different levels and different age groupings. Jeannie, let me follow up one more question on your career development program. Is this something that is labor intensive with employers? Is it a lot of time in workshops or webinars or other training programs? Or is this something that is sort of a streamlined program? Can you give us a little bit more idea about that?
Sure, absolutely. So it's very personalized and very personal to each individual that experiences it. So an employee is encouraged to start with some assessments and to get to know a little bit about themselves and to take some learning and do some discovery and exploration in a portal, an online portal. And that helps them to clarify what they want to do next. Some people want to stay in their current role and just learn new skills. And so we have a track for them called Excel. Some people want to maybe begin to expand their job description and try new things. We have a track for that called Expand. And then some people want to successfully move to a new role internally within the organization. So we call that Learning Track Explore. So people are invited to really spend some time in discovery, learn what they want to do next, and then go talk to their manager. And in the process of talking to their manager, we also train the managers through their own learning track called Empower. And that's how the employee gets what they're looking for. So they get some clarity around what they're looking for. And then through conversations with their manager, the manager is trained to be able to open doors for them and to pave the way. And then we also have coaches. Rise Smart coaches that will work with the employee to help coach them through those questions around getting clarity of what they want to do next. So between the online learning, the coaching, the manager training, the manager conversations, we create a successful formula for the person to be able to achieve their career goals.
Excellent. Jeannie, this is so timely. I was just talking to two individuals yesterday who are not old enough to be Employment for Seniors clients, but they're at that point in their career where they're really thinking, what's next? What do I do next? And I love this way that you have defined the different groups in the Excel, Expand, Explore areas, because that's where people are. And it's not necessarily based on age. It's based on where they have been, what they have been doing, and what interests them for the future. So that idea that it's personalized for them and that the value of assessments, which I don't think many people have had an opportunity to take. So wonderful. Thank you. That's great. Sam, we're going to get you back into this conversation here. I wanted to follow up a little bit and to talk about what process do you use, or how are you getting employers on board for this program, which sounds phenomenal, and not just getting them on board, but keeping them on track? There have got to be issues that they're talking to you about, like the cost of it, time, resources. So what is it that you can say to an employer to influence them that this is the logical way to strategize their retention and recruitment?
I'm going to piggyback off of some of what Jeannie just talked about here in a minute, but I think first it's aligning to organizations' efforts around one, employee engagement, two, retention, and how those first two pieces I'm talking about are influenced by learning and development. Those are three key areas of focus for organizations moving forward, again, in a changing employment economy. So the evolution of career development aligning with those three areas is a relatively common talk track in conversation with large enterprise organizations, small and medium-sized businesses. Everyone's in a similar situation. So how do we keep the best, and how do we make those individuals feel like we're offering them more than just a paycheck and a job?
Right.
And I think second piece to that is the ease of use. So once we talk with an organization and understand and align to their business objectives as it relates to retention or engagement, how can we make it turnkey? How can we make it easy for their employees to utilize something like this?
Right.
As Jeannie mentioned, how can we make it easy and turnkey for those managers to utilize something like this? Less resources that have to manage it. Being a software as a solution offering, it is turnkey. And there's some service components to it. But it's, again, making it an easy offering to the employee population, easy for the managers to manage, and really a turnkey product and effort as it relates to utilization of it from our customers.
Wonderful.
Well, Jeannie, this is sounds great. I mean, what successes are you finding? Can you give us a few examples of the value that's being brought to the employers with this?
Sure. We were really excited to see some of the data that came in around some of our first pilot programs with this program. So, for instance, the Net Promoter Score for the organization, we saw that increase pretty substantially, even just within the first 30 days of the program being live. So a Net Promoter Score is when an individual will recommend this company as an employer to their friends and family. And that number we saw increase just within the first 30 days, well over 50%. So that was really exciting to see that with the introduction of a career development program, clearly the message was heard by the current employees that their employment and their future and their interests were important to the organization.
Right.
And it was reflected in their ability to recommend that organization. We saw that within the first 30 days, about 9 out of 10 people had identified their career goals. And we also saw an increase in the conversations with managers. Anecdotally, some of the feedback we heard from people, for instance, one user said that she started her career conversations with her manager, and she has a better idea of who to reach out to within the company for advice. Other feedback we got was really around the reflection tools, for instance, the assessments, and to how they can better help a person know about themselves, know what their interests are, and help them figure out their long-term goals. So really, we're excited to see some initial feedback that looks really good.
So it sounds like just knowing that an employer is interested in not just the work and the amount of work that an individual does, but they're truly interested in that individual's growth as a person and as an employee is going to make a significant difference in the person's staying at the company, their efficiency, their effectiveness, and the value of the company itself.
Exactly, exactly. Absolutely. And that was the only surprising thing that we saw out of this was how quickly it happened. It wasn't a surprise that people increased their opinion of the organization, of their employer. It wasn't a surprise that more people started having more career conversations with their managers, but it was a surprise that it happened so quickly, even just within the first 30 days.
I have a question, kind of going back a little bit here in describing the company or the program, the career development program. And you talked about the different areas of for the individuals, the Excel, Expand, Explore, and the Empower for the managers. Have you noticed a difference in the managers that have gotten on board with this and their success with the company?
Yes, absolutely. So what we have found is that most managers want to help an employee.
Right.
But they're often under pressure to perform first and manage second.
Yes.
And so one of the components of our program is to really help orient the manager to share their talent with the rest of the organization. And that sharing that talent is as important to many organizations as their other key performance indicators. So when you set that tone, it really helps the manager be able to prioritize that development of the individual and the time that it takes to help that person find their area of interest within the organization. So it also helps prevent what we see as one of the biggest dangers of a career development program, and that is that people get excited about new opportunities, but then are not allowed to take advantage of them.
Right.
So I've had this happen in my career, and I'm sure many people can identify with this, where I've seen an opportunity within the organization that I wanted to take advantage of. And my manager was not able to support me. The answer was always the same, and we hear it a lot, is that, ooh, I just can't give you up right now.
Right.
So part of what we're teaching the managers is the idea that they're not giving up talent. In fact, what they're doing is they're helping the company to keep that talent. Because most times, as it happens, if the person is not able to move into the role that most interests them at the organization, oftentimes they'll leave. And especially in today's hiring economy, people will leave
right.
if you don't allow them to explore their interests.
One of the things that we talk a lot about here in Central Ohio is that we do have a great economy and there are a lot of jobs out there. We don't have a pipeline of people. So basically, an employer has the ability to create their own pipeline this way, that as they're moving
exactly.
one person up, the next person's going to move up. And so they, as you said, they're not losing talent. They're actually creating more talent.
Exactly. Wonderful. Exactly. And, you know, one of the interesting ways we're seeing companies all over the world manage the increasing needs of the business is by looking at less traditional means of being able to create that talent pipeline. So yes, hiring people and adding a full-time employee to that role is one way to do it. But also we're seeing an increase in this concept of project teams or internal gigs. So teams that are forming for a temporary period of time that is borrowing talent and using their experience, perhaps somebody has done something like this before in a past job, and they're being tapped on the shoulder and asked to contribute above and beyond their regular job description to this internal gig. Many companies are finding that forming these temporary teams, putting the right people on the team with the right experience, really helps to be able to get the business done faster, and also helps employees to be able to expand to different areas that interest them. So especially with more experienced employees, I think this is a real opportunity for them to give back to their areas of expertise in ways that are really outside of their regular job description.
When you mentioned earlier that skills are at a 2.5 year or two-year half-life, that would certainly be a way to keep people up to date by doing those types of project-based work experiences.
Absolutely. And we know that that's how most people learn,
right.
is not necessarily through training. There's a famous model called the 70-20-10 model, and 10% of learning happens through training, 20% happens through relationships, and 70% happens on the job.
Right.
So those internal gigs really cover that 70% and in many ways cover that 20%, because many times forming relationships in different parts of the company than you normally interact with can help a person get work done faster.
Okay. Well, I think we've already touched on this a little bit, but just to make sure that we have this clarified, is that this is not just a recruiting tool, but it's a huge retention tool.
Yeah, I mean, again, it focuses on providing the employee an opportunity that probably did not exist a decade ago.
Right.
Okay. And giving them the comfort in, I am able to explore other opportunities, and showing them a vehicle to do so. So absolutely, yes, the focus on retention.
Well, for Employment for Seniors, we're always looking for opportunities to assist our mature job seekers and those looking for retirement opportunities. Does this program stretch into an individual's final years in the workforce, like as opposed to losing institutional knowledge? Can an employer utilize this process to help their older employees through final career years? I'll throw that at Jeannie.
Yeah, absolutely. So we know that even in your final career years, your interests will change, and many people will want to continue learning. So one of the ways in which this program helps is it helps an employee at any stage of their employment life cycle to be able to determine what they want to do next. So for somebody who is more experienced, and is towards the last stage of their career, they can look at what they really want to do next. And this program will help them to figure out in many ways what they want to leave the organization with. So we even have some special tools that, that talk about legacy and help a person reflect on what they want their legacy to be. So for a mature worker who is perhaps looking at their last job within the organization or their last job, last traditional job before they move into whatever their definition of retirement is, it can be a great way for them to do those things on their professional bucket list that they may not have gotten to do yet. And our program helps them to discover those things and helps to match them to the needs of the company.
Sam, I'm going to ask you one more thing. This program, this career development program, sounds like it could just be an amazing addition for to an employer. How are you, do you have some tips for employers who are listening to this podcast on how Rise Smart and the Career Development Program can make their company an employer of choice, as well as help them control issues such as recruitment and retention?
Yeah, I think in working with Rise Smart and our career development team, I think it's how we roll it out to their organization and how we implement and how we get the buy-in from our customers relates to the outcome of the delivery. So being lockstep and partnering truly with that organization to make certain their needs are met as we map out, you know, the first year, the second year, what is success? So I think mapping that success plan initially is going to lead success down the road. And it's not going to be unique to, it's going to be unique to each organization. It's going to vary across the board. So I'd say that probably is first and foremost. And use our resources. Again, Jeannie comes from a long career in career development and has a view and a lens to look through that is quite unique because she's worked with so many different types of industries and organizations. So use the resources you have within Rise Smart and set up that success plan early on for success down the road.
Well, thanks to both of you. This has been great. Let's get a contact information here right in the podcast. Sam, how would they get a hold of you if there's a business that they get it? They know they need to contact you. What's the best way to contact you and the company overall?
A couple different ways. You can follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. You can reach me directly at 614-824-2418 or by way of my email at fmakinich@risesmart.com.
And we'll include all that information in the podcast show notes as well, too. So make it very easy. So,
we will make sure that everybody has your contact information. Thank you very much for joining us, and we appreciate your time today.